it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of New Horizons. Today we talk all matters BCA. We're going to be talking to Leah Van Poppel, the CEO of BCA. You'll remember we spoke to her some 3 months ago about what she'd been up to, and we're going to do so again. Leah, welcome back to the program.
Pleasure to be here, Vaughan.
Now, it's been a few months since we spoke to you, and I know that they've been really busy ones for you because we've been keeping an eye on all things BCA over the last few months. Why don't you start by telling us about some of the things that have been happening?
So there's been a lot happening in the BCA office over the past month or 2 months. We've had a position statement released about My Aged Care. We've been doing some work around NDIS. We've been starting to prepare our election position, and we've held some teleconferences on My Aged Care.
Can you go over some of the things that were covered in that position statement for us?
Sure. So the board and I had been hearing some of members' concerns, both through BCAL, through people calling us, through people emailing us directly, and through some members actually going out and being active in the media themselves in terms of talking about their own experiences, which is great. So from that, we decided to focus on a number of things. Firstly, the fact that there is a massive inequality between My Aged Care and the NDIS. So the position of BCA is that My Aged Care and NDIS should provide equality for people who are blind or vision impaired. And at the moment, they don't in a couple of areas. So we can look at the fact that there are caps on the packages that you can get in My Aged Care. They run from $7,000 up to $47,000 roughly. Whereas in the NDIS, what you get is what's considered to be reasonable and necessary to meet your disability support needs. In My Aged Care, you are in a position where you may have to pay co-payments for certain things that you get. And that could include things that are disability-specific supports. Whereas in the NDIS, as I said, if it's reasonable and necessary, they will cover it for you. So we were also concerned about those people who might be falling outside, NDIS, but who've been blind for a long, long time. So these are people who might not, consider their needs to be related to ageing. All their needs might still be about orientation and mobility or equipment, and those would be entirely blindness related. Mm. So we're concerned to see that addressed as well.
And what are you expecting to come out of this?
The position statement asks for several things. It asks for no co-payments on disability-specific supports under My Aged Care. So that means that we're not saying there shouldn't be any co-payments at all in My Aged Care, because we know that the system is designed for older people from all kinds of backgrounds, and some older people have worked their whole lives and have income saved up that they can use to pay for some of their supports as they get older. But if we're talking about disability-specific supports, we don't believe that should be the case. We have also asked for people who are over 65 now, who are going to miss out on the rollout of NDIS, to be grandfathered into the scheme between now and when the two schemes are rolled out, because we see those people in particular as falling through the cracks. The position paper also talks not just about government, but about service providers and taking the challenge both to government and to service providers to make sure that people who are blind or vision impaired get a fair deal.
And have you had any response yet from government or from service providers?
Not at this stage. So we've just started to take that position statement to politicians and to service providers, and starting to have some very initial conversations with them. Part of our election platform will be My Aged Care, of course, and trying to push some of these issues, and that will include writing to politicians across the spectrum who have responsibility for this area and saying, what can you commit to as part of your election campaign?
Well, let's move on to that. Let's have a look at the election platform. And the election platform doesn't mean that you're going for Prime Minister, does it?
No.
Can you explain to us exactly what your election platform is and what you're trying to achieve?
Okay, so BCA Board met earlier in the week and decided that we would focus on a number of key issues. So when you've got, an election coming, often politicians are being hammered from all sides with people who want their interests to be heard. So if you want to get your message through, it's important to focus on just a few things. So the board and I talked about what those might be, and we came up with four key areas. The first one, as we've just discussed, is my aged care. The second one is NDIS and making sure that the NDIS is appropriate for people who are blind or vision impaired. The third one is audio description. We've been saying it's our turn now for a long time, and we really want government to, and the opposition and politicians of all stripes, to really hear that message and to commit to putting audio description on broadcast TV in Australia. And the fourth thing that we're going to be lobbying for is for restoration of funding for systemic advocacy for organisations like BCA and for BCA itself in particular.
Mm, that's a really important one, isn't it? Because that funding was dropped, a year ago or just over a year ago now?
December 2014. And that money was specifically about doing systemic advocacy, which is really what we're talking about in terms of things like mounting an election campaign and taking the fight to government and to service providers around my aged care. So that work that BCA does has been significantly cut back because we've had a significant cutback in our funding. BCA will be putting together a web page just to give people some resources around the election. And that'll give people just some talking points. We are encouraging people to contact their local MPs at a federal level and write to them, call them, visit them to talk about those specific issues.
And, of course, if you don't know who your local MP is or where you can get in touch with them, there is a directory, isn't there, where you can look that up on the web?
That's right. So you can find out, if you're not quite sure what electorate you live in, you can go to www.aec.gov.au and find that out. And from there, usually it'll, usually I think the AEC information contains the name of your local MP, and you can find contact details from there.
And you can look at the BCA webpage, get those resources, and then forward them on to your local MP, and let's let them wade in mail.
That's right. We're really keen to see members talk to their MPs about their own concerns and their own stories. This really isn't about just putting out pro forma letters, so that's wonderful too if people do that. Every piece of correspondence has to be logged by an MP's office, so that's a really important step. But what gets people's attention and what makes them remember an issue if they're a busy politician is a story or a personal sense of concern. So by all means, don't be afraid to use your own words and your own stories.
Now, Leah, just returning to My Aged Care for a minute, we've been publicising on New Horizons for the last few weeks the My Aged Care teleconferences that you've been running. How have they been going, and what's the response been?
The teleconferences have been going really well, Vaughan. We have held two sets over 2 weeks. So the first set of two last week was about giving people information about My Aged Care. So giving them a chance to find out what the system's about. We've heard from a lot of people, but it's very hard to get that information. And that set of conferences, I think, might have disheartened some people and might have made them go, oh, wow, I didn't realise what this system would actually mean. But it's better to be faced with the reality and know what we're dealing with and why, even if it's a little bit disheartening. We also had some people who've been engaging with My Aged Care as part of those teleconferences, so they were able to share their experiences with the group and make sure that people could get an understanding of what it's actually like to go through the process rather than to get an understanding from written material, which is what we're able to provide. The second set, which have been held this week, and I'm about to get into the second one of those tonight, has been about lobbying around my aged care. So we're talking about BCA's position statement, the work that BCA has done so far, and then we're talking a bit about what BCA and the office will do to lobby on this issue around the election, but also what members can do, because there is a distinction, and this is true of all the things we'll be advocating for around the election. So BCA in the office can do things to try and promote issues via social media. It can do things to try and promote issues via the traditional media. We can write to politicians, and we can try and visit them too, although I suspect that getting a foot in anyone's door over the next few months is going to be a challenge for everybody. Mm. We want our members to be the grassroots voice on the ground that reinforces the things that we're saying. So, as I said earlier, it's really, really helpful for members to write to their MP, to call them, to go and visit. And if you've got a local community radio station that asks for people to call in, if you've got a local newspaper that you like to write to, you can be very active in your own community in any one of those ways. And you can call the office if you're a little bit unsure about what you want to do and have a talk to us about how you might go about it.
Mm. Advocacy is really important, and it is amazing because people do listen, and BCA is in a very lucky position to have around 3,500 members, so that's one hell of a loud voice. I'd be interested to know, Leah, of some of the cases in particular that you and your staff have been working on, or more pointedly, some of the ideas that that you've been following up on in the last few months.
So we've been following up on a few things in the office. In terms of our individual advocacy at the moment, this is the time of year when we start to see students who are in their first semester of studies come to us and say, I'm not getting information in alternative formats. Can you help me out?
No, that's a big one.
It is a big one. And it's very overwhelming for students who maybe they've studied before, but they might be at an institution that's not catering for their needs as well, or they might be in their very first year of doing something out of high school. So we're more than happy to help people who are in that situation. We've also been looking, as I said earlier, through when we were talking about our election campaign, at audio description and trying to make sure that we can advocate as well as possible on that issue for our members. And we've been doing that through trying to support some individual members who are challenging the system, and as I said, working on the election platform, which we'll have some more detail about what we want to see change in terms of audio description. We know that the ABC's got a survey out at the moment of using the iView app. That iView trial is due to end in July, so it's really important that people put forward their experiences now so that the ABC gets a sense that it's been a really good trial for people.
Mm. I've been using iView and I've really enjoyed it. And of course, there's audio description on Netflix and a few other things. Leah, thanks once again for joining us on New Horizons.
It's been a pleasure, Vaughan.
And no doubt we'll speak to you again in a few months.
Absolutely.
Leah Van Poppelaer, the CEO of Blind Citizens Australia. Blind Citizens Australia can be contacted by email on bca@bca.org.au or by telephone on 1800 033 660. That's 1800 033 660. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Take care until next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.